Walkabout Theater on Your Feet, sponsored by the Elgin Cultural Arts Commission, is an event where theatergoers walk to a variety of different locations in downtown Elgin, sampling theatrical presentations by five different theater groups. We talk with Sean Hargadon of Janus Theater, one of the presenters and someone who has been involved with Walkabout from the very beginning. He lets us in on the background, the main thrust of the idea, and the passion behind the art. We now pick up on our conversation with Sean and the excitement that drives this concept. So, Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit about who's actually behind this event, who's the sponsor, and who's behind the whole shebang?
The Elgin Walkabout Theater on Your Feet. This is the third year, the third annual walkabout, and it's sponsored by the Elgin Cultural Arts Commission, which is sponsored by the City of Elgin, of course. The Cultural Arts Commission started sponsoring the event in its first year. They've been very supportive with the event. They provide some budget so that we can do this event and bring the groups in and give them an opportunity to experiment, put up some shows like we're doing here at the different venues downtown and for the tour. So they're the ones that are behind it.
So Theater on Your Feet, where did the idea come from? What was the inception of it, and how has it evolved?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but sometimes you get different ideas from different places, and they kind of sit in your head for a couple of years. Some years back when I was on my second honeymoon with my wife, I went to Paris, and we were there. And what we did was we were there one night checking stuff out. It was a lot of fun, and we noticed there was these different musicians on street corners every half block, something like that. And you had a variety of stuff from rock and roll to cafe music, and there were amateurs and professionals, the whole mix. And we found ourselves going up. We took the metro out of that area. We're on the left bank, and we went up to Montmartre, which is where Moulin Rouge is. And about 4 hours later, we came back down, and it was just a mob scene of people. What we found out later on, it was called the Festival of Music, and they do this every year in France, and it's June 21st, and all these musicians come out, and they play, and people – it's a big party. It's really cool, and you're kind of walking around checking stuff out. So that was really exciting, and I thought, well, what a lot of fun. And that was pretty much the end of it, but it was, I guess, after that in the back of my mind. A few years later, or even before, I can't remember which, there was a the company in Chicago, the Neo-Futurists, did a production of Walking Alice, which was Alice in Wonderland. But what it was that they enlisted these different theater groups from the city to take a chapter from the book. So you had, I think, roughly nine chapters in the book, and they all took a chapter and they kind of did their own riff on the chapter. And the walking part of it was that you went from different venues up in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. It was a little north of that to see the different plays that they created that were something of a deconstruction of the actual book. So that was pretty interesting. Then there was this your basic art shows that you see at different places where artists outside and everything. So what I did was a couple years later I had this idea. I pitched it to the Cultural Arts Commission. I'm on the commission and I said – because the commission is doing a lot more projects on its own outside of just funding arts groups, even though it still does that. And I thought, here's this opportunity in downtown Elgin. Got this wonderful backdrop. I mean, you got this set that's been there for 150 years of all these buildings and everything, and it's going through a lot of construction. They're doing a lot of different things, so why not show that off? So I kind of mashed up those experiences together into one idea, and what it became was Walkabout Theater on Your Feet. And what that was essentially was you would take different groups of people, tours of people, take them to different places to see short plays. They'd be led by a tour guide. And then they would see short plays at different venues, five or six places. Then they would end up over down by DuPage Court by Al's Cafe where they might get a malt, and then they would check out this art show, and then there'd be live music. That was the original idea. We did that the first year. It went pretty well. It was a lot of fun. People were very excited by the opportunity. We had five theater groups doing different plays at different venues like Ravenheart Cafe, Elgin Public House, the Professional Building, to name a few. And then we had tour guides, and every 20 minutes we had a tour going out. We had, I think, five or six tours, and it was really great. I mean, that first weekend went really well, and then it kept building, and then we were, like, oversold. It was out of control. And the art show was fun. We had a bunch of artists down at DuPage Court between Mad Maggie's and Al's Cafe, and we had live music. It was a lot of fun. Second year went really well. The theater did very well. The art was a little tough, a little more of a struggle to get people down there. And then this third year we're just going to go with theater. Might have some music at the end at Al's Cafe because people like that, but we're just going to go with the theater to kind of get our arms around that portion a bit.
So it's evolving, really.
Exactly. It keeps growing and developing because every time you do it, it's a little bit different, and that's part of the fun of being outside. is that whether you're at an indoor space outside doing this, you're not in a typical theater situation.
Mm-hmm. So art evolving. That's interesting.
Yeah, it just keeps growing. Well, you could – you know, that's the thing about this year when we got together with everybody is rather than just kind of phoning it in and just kind of doing the same old, we thought, why don't we come up with a theme? And they're like, well, you know, after brainstorming and brainstorming, we're like, well, Walkabout Theater on Your Feet is kind of its own theme. And we're like, yeah, that's right. So we kind of scratched that. But then when we started looking around at different spaces, we did a site search this year. And every year you do one. Where can we do plays at? And we thought, well, you know, it'd be kind of cool to showcase parts of Elgin that people don't see a lot. I mean, the last couple of years, the focus was on Elgin under construction. And Elgin is still under construction, unfortunately, downtown for some people. But we showed the before and after in some places. And we showed the different places that were down there, like the cafes, the restaurants. And a lot of people said, this is amazing. I mean, I haven't been in Elgin in some time, and they've done so much work down here, which was great. But then we thought, what if we showcased the back alleys of Elgin or the backstage area of Elgin? And what that would be is the different alleyways and corridors and byways that you don't normally see. So we did a site search and started to check out loading docks and corridors and parking garages and stuff. And the idea would be whatever plays are presented would be adapted to those places as best we possibly could so that people were kind of going down their own little rabbit hole, like where are we going next type of thing. And an informal theme kind of developed, which kind of felt very film noirish or like some kind of crime drama thing. Now, not all the plays are going to be like that. But it's definitely a different type of walk. I brought somebody out the other day to check it out, and they're like, I didn't know this stuff existed in Elgin. And that's partially – it's like pulling back the curtain to reveal the great, you know, powerful house. You don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain type of thing. And it's the same thing with Elgin because you have certain streets and corridors you see all the time which are very pretty and very nice. And the stuff behind the scenes isn't necessarily ugly, but it's just different. It's time for that.
So the location is part of the display.
Oh, yeah. That's the backdrop. I mean, I think I wrote in the notes when a couple of years ago was this is a stage set. You couldn't pay for this. I mean, it's wonderful. That's the cool thing about Elgin and downtown Elgin. It's very urban. It kind of goes with their whole theme of the city and the suburbs. You have these buildings, some that are 150 years old down there. You know, some places you have the street where they're redoing it, where they rip it up, and you got cobblestones that have been there for many, many years. So you see a lot of great stuff. And it's wonderful. We came across something on the walk, which was a recruitment sign for Army. It had to be from the 50s. It's like you didn't notice it was there until you looked. You're like, oh, my gosh, look
at that. Sort of jump back through time.
Exactly. And then there's like this ravine that cuts through the town. It's not a ravine. It's where the train tracks used to be. You could still see the stones. The tracks are gone, but the stones are there. So if you look around and you take a walk, you start to discover all this stuff. It's like you're a kid again. And I think that's what's really exciting about it. So aside from seeing the plays – and taking this interesting tour, you see all this history.
So the character of the city is on display as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could do something like this in another town, but it wouldn't be the same. And that's what makes it exciting, and that's why I wanted to do it in Elgin. That's one of the main attractions of downtown Elgin is you have these brick buildings and these sidewalks and streets and back alleyways. It's very interesting.
Yeah. How long is the event overall? How much is a person going to invest in the time from beginning to end?
Well, how it works is our opening spot, you arrive at the Elgin Public House. That's the headquarters. So you get there and then you get together with your tour. And the first tour starts at 1 o'clock. And then every 20 minutes, there's a new tour. So from a public house, a tour guide will lead you to your first venue, your first space. And you go through five different spaces, and then you eventually end up at Al's Cafe. And they got this kind of a tradition now. They give away free malts at the end of the tour, which is reason enough to go.
Well, one of my favorite parts of the tour is the free malts.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah, and it also gets people to sign our little cards to tell us what they thought. But it's about 90 minutes with five theaters doing five short plays, 10-minute shorts roughly, and the walking, about 90 minutes on the high-end tops. And it is a walking event, so you know you want to bring your gym shoes because you're going to be walking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's low impact. It's not going to exhaust anybody.
So at theater, I guess, on your feet, what kind of things are people likely to see? What is there improv? Are they going to hear music? What kind of venues are we going to be exposed to?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, what I've been getting is we're still getting some of the material back from the groups. Some groups create their own stuff for this. Some groups actually get a script and they adapt it to a venue. The deadline actually for that is tomorrow. So I'm waiting to hear back on some of that stuff.
Be announced.
Yeah, some groups have kind of – and that's part of the fun though because it keeps it open-ended. You don't know. And the best part about it is when you're walking and you go to a space or a venue, you're like, what are they going to do in here? I remember one person said they walked into Elgin Books. Well, where's the stage? Well, you're standing right on it. And then all of a sudden the play started and like, oh boy, and it was really exciting. You get a mix of material. I know in previous years we've done some improv. We've done some music and different things. This year I can give you some rough ideas. I know one group is working on doing this kind of like CSI type of play thing, which I think is going over by the corridor next to Red Bar Winery because that place, if you look at it, looks like something from a 1960s black and white film. There's different ideas being thrown around with what they want to do. I'm not quite sure on everything, but it's definitely interesting because you definitely are led down like a rabbit hole to what's going to happen next, and I think that's what's fun about it.
Okay.
Yeah, and this year we wanted to get away from making it too staid and too pat.
Mm-hmm. Are there any themes that tie all the shows together?
Well, you know, this year we're having a curator come in, and what he's going to do is kind of make sure that we're kind of all somewhat on the same page. We don't want to be slavish to it where everything is exactly alike because variety is fun, and that's what makes it work. But I would say what's developing is, from what I could see, is there's a bit of – because we're doing this found spaces, there seems to be this kind of spy – you know, element, deals done wrong type of thing, crime stuff. And then in some cases, depending on the kind of venue, I think there's going to be like the outdoor kind of traveling players effect. So I'm not entirely sure yet, but we're trying to keep it so that we have somebody there to kind of keep an eye on the projects to make sure that they're in tune with each other somewhat. So they could still be autonomous and be different. We want to encourage that, but also that, you know, the levels of the work is kind of comparable to the rest.
Yeah. Is there any particular role or part that Janice is playing in this?
Well, Janice Theater is one of the groups. We're back. And previous years, the groups that are coming back are Nothing Special Productions, Vex Theater Company, Janice Theater, and then Envision Theater is back. They started last year. And we have a new group coming in, the Great American Artist Consortium, also known as GAC. I tend to get that wrong with the artist and artistic. But Janice Theater is providing a lot of support in terms of volunteers, box office support, things of that nature. It's not a Janice Theater event per se. It's an Elgin Cultural Arts Commission event, but a lot of Janice Theater people have been working to make it successful. And along with that, the other groups have also been providing their input and their support as well to make it work.
Yeah. Are there any particular locations that you would say stand out to you that are being showcased?
Oh, I don't know if I should tell you the locations. But,
that you can tell us about.
Well, they're all interesting. They're all interesting. I mean, even Elgin Books – we've done a show in Elgin Books every year, but this year I think it's going to be different. The director involved with that is going to make it a lot different experience than it's been in the past. It's like an Easter egg hunt because the venues, the space, they're not venues, they're spaces. They're spaces that you just forget about over time. I think they're all interesting, to be honest. I think some of them are really old. You forgot they exist. And some of them are brand new. One's brand new. It's all about – when you do something like this, it's all about juxtaposition of what you expect. So what makes Walkabout Theater on Your Feet interesting is you're going to see a play, but when we think about I'm going to see a play, you think about I'm going to go into the big theater at the Hemmings and I'm going to sit down and the lights are going to go off and lights are going to go on and you're going to have the stage in front of you.
Yeah.
Walkabout's nothing like that. It's very three-dimensional. You're all part of the same space.
It's almost like fly by the seat of your pants theater.
A bit. But there's a structure to the whole thing, and the groups have a structure to their shows and when things start and finish. Because outside, you know, you have to get the audience's attention, play's going to start, and audiences get led to a spot, and this is where the play's going to happen. Sometimes it's like they get led there and somebody does an introduction. Sometimes there is no introduction and it just starts. But it's different because it's not what you would expect, and that's what's exciting. The first couple of years we did it, people were like thrilled when they saw a play at Elgin Public House or Ravenheart Cafe. They thought, oh, this is so neat. That's not necessarily new. I mean, that's been going on for, you know, many, many years, you know, in New York and in Europe. But what's different is when you start to get more creative with the spaces you're using. It's like, can I do a play in a corridor that's 8 feet wide by 40 feet long? Can I do a play at a loading dock that hasn't been looked at in years? Can I do a play in a parking garage? Yeah. You just got to be creative about it and use your imagination. It's all about that. So that's what we've been going for.
And the theaters are using it maybe as a starting block to showcase a little bit about themselves or their choices?
That's a big part of it. A lot of these theater companies have worked in Elgin and are committed to the Elgin, you know, arts scene. So we also encourage them to promote themselves. I mean, if you got a show coming up at the Elgin Art Showcase, let people know about it. Let people know your information, your website, things like that. Some are very good about taking that opportunity. We also do programs and provide backstory and a, you know, summary of the groups and what they've done and who they are. It's an opportunity to promote themselves, the work they do, but also their talent and their creativity. I think that's what's exciting. Different than this year from previous years is we're doing a like a best in show. So the audiences that see the shows could vote on them at the end and say what they like the best. And whoever gets the most votes wins over the course of the three Saturdays.
And whoever gives you the best malt.
You know? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. But it's fun because this way there's – and we brought it up as a fun thing to do. And the groups are like, yeah, let's do it. So that's kind of good. It adds a little bit element of I don't know if you want to say competition, but it brings things up a level. And that's mm-hmm. exciting because then people start to really get creative and start to think, well, you know, uh-huh. what are we going to do?
Okay. Well, how is this different from where some people have an evening of one acts, but yet this is kind of like getting snippets of one act. So it's not thematically that. There's something different about it.
The big difference about this is that – well, I'm going to say it. You're on your feet and you're moving through spaces. It's a promenade style of theater, which is different. Now, we did that. Janus Theater did Oedipus Rex in a promenade style. Now, it worked sometimes. Sometimes it didn't because a lot of people just want to find a spot and get comfortable. They don't want to move. We just did the Elgin Short Play Festival just happened, and that was very exciting. We focused on the plays of Teresa Riebeck, and that's a good experience. It's very exciting. You see a variety of her work, but it's mm-hmm. pretty. It's a pretty grounded experience. You're going to sit here, and the plays are going to happen there.
Yeah, somebody's going to bring the plays to you and,
pretty much.
And be quiet. The play's about to begin.
Well, that type of thing to a degree. I mean, I know Janice tries to stay away from that, but that's just the way the nature of theater. I mean, over the years, that's what you do. So yeah. Walkabout was about getting away from that a bit and saying, hey, you know, have a good time. Be entertained. Give us your feedback. Don't be so polite. I mean, we don't want hecklers necessarily, but we want you to react and be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So when you go and you're walking through the different venues – there is no like necessarily a seat there where you sit down and then you get quiet and the lights come on. It's all happening right before you. And then the actors got to adapt to you. You adapt to them. And you're kind of working together to make this experience exciting and interesting.
Interactive theater.
Yeah, without scaring everybody. Because we're not – you know, I know in some cases people get freaked out like, oh, don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't do this. And it's not about that. But you're definitely a part of it. And because you're on the move and you're live and – depending upon the plays that are being presented, some plays deal directly with the audience and they talk mm-hmm. to the audience, some of the mm-hmm. actors, some less. But in any case, the point of view, the perspective keeps changing. And that's what makes the walkabout exciting and that's what people like about it because they see a place in downtown Elgin they've seen probably for many years. And all of a sudden one day it looks different because there's something happening theatrically around it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it work. That's what makes it exciting and different.
Yeah. Let's talk about the basic logistics of – the dates, the times, and how do you get set up to come to this event?
Well, Walkabout Theater on Your Feet, the dates are Saturdays, July 31st, August 7th, and August 14th. The tours start at 1 o'clock. You want to go to Elgin Public House. That's where it starts out at. And after that, there's a tour every 20 minutes until 2:20 p.m. We strongly recommend people make reservations. Really can't emphasize that enough. Otherwise, you can get boxed out. It gets really tough because we only mm-hmm. take so many people on a tour. To do that, you want to call 847-841-1713. That's the box office number. You can reserve your spot there. Get there about 15 minutes before your starting time. Tickets are $15, cash only at the door. And that's it. We like to provide T-shirts for people. Of course, when they're out, they're out. But they're there, and those are free. We try to provide water for people. And then there's programs, obviously. And then afterwards, if people want to go check out the venues they were at, come back to Public House to get something to eat, or even beforehand, we encourage it. We had people having a beer last year. He had to finish his beer before he can go to the next venue. But that's the whole point of it, the whole idea.
Okay. And what's the phone number again, and can people check this out on the web?
Yeah, the phone number, the box office number is 847-841-1713, and we have a blog up online right now called www.elginwalkabout.blogspot.com, and that's pretty much the way it sounds, elginwalkabout.blogspot.com. There'll be photos there, information about it, and then there'll be links actually to the individual theaters so you can learn more about them too.
Okay, so people can give some feedback and vote on the plays and start up a conversation.
Well, that's what we kind of want to do. I mean, the best theater is when there's a dialogue. So that stuff will happen the day of with the best in show type of thing. And then there's also comment cards we have. And then on the web, sure. I mean, the blog is open. So if you got comments, you feedback on the latest article we wrote, and we want to know.
Okay. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks.
We thank the Elgin Cultural Arts Commission for sponsoring this event, the participating theater companies, and you, the audience, for supporting it.